For decades, the summer movie season has started at the end of May, usually Memorial Day weekend. But recently, producers have been rushing the calendar a little, trying to get a few blockbusters out ahead of the summer competition. And this year, there's an extra reason to do that, as Bob Mondello explains.
It was during the first weekend of May 2008 that a jet-propelled Iron Man rocketed onto movie screens, scooping up just under $100 million at the box office. So it makes sense that producers would choose the same weekend this year for the blast-off of Iron Man 2.
Oh, it's good to be back!
Everyone expects Iron Man 2 to do better than the original, partly because sequels almost always open bigger, and partly because it will have 2 weeks without much competition. Normally it would have 3 weeks to itself, but the big red guy is going to have to make room a little early for a big green guy.
I've never seen you before in my life.
It's me, your best friend.
Help! I've been kidnapped by a deranged ogre!
Yep, Shrek is back for a fourth and allegedly final chapter that is also expected to do better than its record-setting predecessors, but for a different reason. Nearly half the screens playing Shrek Forever After will be playing it in 3D and charging a premium of several dollars per seat.
I didn't know we could do that.
In an industry where ticket prices have recently been rising about 15 to 20 cents per year, finding a way to charge an extra buck or two on average, especially on children's tickets, makes a big difference. It helped Alice in Wonderland set the all-time money mark for March.
I'm investigating things that begin with the letter M.
It allowed Clash of the Titans to overcome terrible reviews.
We are the gods now.
It's helped How to Train Your Dragon spend a month near the top of the top 10.
Yes! I did it!
In fact, a 3D movie has topped the box office charts for 7 of the last 8 weeks, all of which would be fine if there were loads of 3D screens, but there aren't, so virtually all of them will likely be showing Shrek Forever After on May 21st, and just 4 weeks later, unlike the 3 months that Avatar had to itself, most of those screens will be clamoring to switch to Toy Story 3D, and Toy Story will only have 2 weeks before The Last Airbender, which will only have 1 week before Despicable Me. In other words, the summer is so crowded with 3D pictures that the only way to get much playing time is to open up early. That's why movie producers are starting to see May as the new June and March as the new May, and why it's a good thing there are potential May blockbusters that don't make sense in 3D, like Sex and the City 2.
1 week in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid for all four of us. Get out of town.
My point exactly.
And others that seem perfect for 3D, like the video game-based Prince of Persia.
The High Temple. It's guarded by some sort of demon.
Except that it was shot conventionally and there was no time to retrofit it. Ridley Scott's Robin Hood isn't in 3D either, which should please theater owners who have some 35,000 non-3D screens to fill. It should also please any cost-conscious customers who see charging 3D premiums as robbing from the poor to give to the rich. I'm Bob Mondello.